let's say 2024, you want email to be just like a money-making machine for you. Your funnel support actually starts with your campaigns. Campaigns are how you generate the intent. So if your campaign program and your inboxing has gone to hell in a handbasket, then your funnel support is kneecapped. So of course, first of all, make sure you're using campaigns properly, reach really far back, and get those people that you've reached far back into your funnel. When that's done, you've got your funnel support. This is like a conversion funnel support extravaganza.
If you haven't yet used Motion, the creative analytics platform used by top e-com and D2C brands like Fiori, True Classic, The Farmer's Dog, Hexclad, and hundreds more to ship winning ads, here's why you should try it out. Everyone knows that the right creative is the number one lever for success with paid ads. That's how you make money. But consistently shipping new winning creative? You're going to need your media buyers and your creative teams on the same page. Right now, you're probably spending hours tiring away going back and forth between Google Sheets and your ad platforms and tools, and then spending even more time plugging it all into different decks for the rest of your team. In a perfect world, you could have an elegant way to combine visual assets and performance data so media buyers can save time and creative teams can get the details they need to make great ads all in one place. And that's where Motion comes in. In seconds, you can build powerful visual reports using data from your ad accounts. You can monitor your performance metrics and see your visual assets in the same platform. No need to go back and forth across multiple apps. You'll finally have media buyers and creative teams working together to create and scale your next big winner. If you're ready to learn how the best D2C and e-commerce brands use Motion to ship winning Meta, TikTok, and YouTube ads, book a demo today or start a free trial at motionapp.com/DTC. Even better, Motion offers a monthly subscription plan so you can dodge those annoying annual contracts. Get 50% off your first month when you use the link motionapp.com/DTC on signup. It's all killer, no filler. I'm Eric, and I'm here with Jordan Gordon, Jogo, head of Pilot House's email and retention team. Jordan, you were switching up topics on the last minute. What are we talking about in the world of retention today?
Yeah, when we chatted, you know, I wanted to do a talk on funnel support, kind of bring a bunch of the ideas. We've spoken so many times, and the ideas are all over the place. I thought I would just kind of bring it together and kind of go over a lot of the things that we've discussed and some new things. And then I didn't do that talk because remember, there was no red widgets, right? People were like clicking on red widgets and there's no red widgets in the page. There should be three red widgets top of the page. So we gave that talk. And look, right now I'm running audits and I'm seeing problems with people's inboxing. So there was a Gmail thing that happened and that can kind of affect things. Also, people come out of Black Friday and they've just, you know, peppered their inbox. Maybe it's a slower Q1 than last year. So people are reacting to that by pushing their list and it's causing trouble.
And Gmail's tightening up we talked about this earlier, but Gmail's tightening up what they're considering, you know, spam or unwanted email.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I actually have a talk. We will do this next time. I have a talk on like how to assess what's going on and, you know, kind of some steps to take that are maybe less than, okay, we're doing a rewarm. Okay, we're doing a rewarm is like, okay, you're shutting down your email program for a month. And then someone's going to say like, is there anything else we can do? So I'm gonna kind of offer
and
that.
And what's a rewarm is the nuclear option. Rewarm is where you'd basically go through adding users to a new list, small numbers at a time based on their responsiveness.
Yeah. So this is next talk.
Okay, next talk.
Because I'm gonna deliver the talk that I said I was gonna deliver. I was also really excited about this talk. So, you know, anybody who follows my regular pods, next time is a really good one on assessing what's going on in your inbox. And actually, Eric, we should actually just kind of schedule that one.
Sure.
You know, because it's like pretty topical from what I'm seeing.
How to survive the perfect storm. George Clooney did it. Actually, no, none of those guys did it in that movie. That's a long time ago, though, so never mind. We'll be better than George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg. Let's go.
So today, just talk about your funnel support. Like, let's say here's what we discussed last time. Let's say 2024, you want email to be just like a money-making machine for you. Well, and here's where the last discussion that we just discussed comes in. So your funnel support actually starts with your campaigns, right? Campaigns are how you generate the intent. So if, like we just discussed, your campaign program and your inboxing has gone to hell in a handbasket, then, you know, your funnel support is kneecapped. So of course, first of all, make sure you're using campaigns properly, reach really far back, and get those people that you've reached far back into your funnel. Now, when that's done, you've got your funnel support. So let's talk about the highest level stuff, because I'll talk about some specific things, and we'll talk about a few really interesting things later, but let's talk about really high level. Look, the funnel support, like I said, reacts to intent. Someone's in your funnel. You, in my opinion, you've got like a few days and that intent is gone, right? So Klaviyo Native has some data points, active on site, viewed product, added to cart, checkout started. And you get your abandoned site, abandoned browse, abandoned cart, abandoned checkout. Okay, Klaviyo does that natively. There are some other tools, Black Crow, Elevar. I've never used Elevar. Some people on my team have used it. They say it works. Black Crow, I've worked with good results. It costs money. You got to do a little cost benefit. But point being, these are additional data points. So, you know, rather than only having active on site, the Klaviyo one, you get extra ones, which is just, and what it's doing, what they does, it does is extends the life of the cookie, whatever a cookie is now. It extends the life of the cookie. And then, so there's, for a longer time, you can have conversion funnel support, which is your abandonment emails, fire when someone visits your site.
Oh, makes sense. Because it's first-party data. It's first-party data, so you can keep that as long as you want.
Yeah, but yes. I mean, there is like a, look, I don't actually understand anymore. I'm so old since I was actually working on that part of the tech stack, so I don't exactly understand what's happening anymore, but it does have a life. It does have a lifespan. Eventually, that cookieing goes away. So this extends it. Now, the other thing you can do is run a reactivation program, win back, whatever you want to call it. Do that thing rather aggressively and set it up so that it drives traffic. Make what you want it to do is you want the reactivation. Of course, if they buy, great, but make it drive a click, because then it keeps this cookieing going so that as you drive traffic from your campaign program, your launches, features, coupons, whatever, the funnel support will fire. So that's the highest level for anybody who's wants to even know how to think about this stuff. That makes sense?
Yeah. So I'm just so I understand, we're talking about extending that cookie so you can say, you can for a longer period of time say, hey, you've returned, give people give people a custom message about a product they were looking at. Can you do things like, oh, this person has browsed three different things, you know, and so send them an email that's custom to them because it has three things or they've proven to be, like, what other stats are you getting from Black Crow that you're not getting out of the box from Klaviyo?
What I'm referring to is not the stats. I know those are analytics tools.
Yeah.
What I'm referring to is just
The length of time.
A Klaviyo trigger.
Yeah.
So there are trigger events. There are four trigger events that we use for abandonment because they're easy to use. So those trigger events, like I say, they have a lifespan. After a certain amount of time, it no longer fires because the cookie expired or something like that. So these tools give another set of trigger events. So you actually end up with a complete two versions of your conversion funnel support. Just clone the whole thing. And then you'll get an extra 25% sent or 30% sent or something like that. Although the thing you did say there about, you know, three products, you can do interesting, like you can have, if someone's viewed three products, you can send them a recently viewed email that shows three or more, that pulls from three or more products they've recently viewed, which is like, so you can have a beefier browse abandon. And so if you're on the brand side and you have infinite time, rather than just doing kind of a clean one funnel of messages, have a couple of different cases. And one case is heavy browser and show them a grid of products they've browsed.
Wow, that's, you really like us. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a little bit less monotonous than, oh, that's the most recent product I clicked on. It's like, it'll show stuff from a while ago, which is also kind of cool. Okay, so that's the first, just the salmon cards are just little preparatory cards, right? And I discussed this with Alex Ortega when we were on a little bit ago. We did a whole talk about it. I'm going to just summarize this tightest information in there. Abandoned site. You're going to talk about your brand promise and bestsellers. They didn't get into your catalog, so remind them who you are because they never even saw a product. And bestsellers. Abandoned browse. So you don't need to, this brand promise email, the abandoned site, that should actually look kind of like a welcome email in a way. An abandoned browse should actually look a little bit like a post-purchase email in a way. Because post-purchase, they've purchased something, so you can do recommendations. On abandoned browse, you do like your pain point resolution. So you start talking about the product. Have you had this situation? Here's how this product fixes that. Do some things that are really about the product and how the product works, and use recommendations. And then when you get down to abandoned cart and checkout, it's features and benefits, which is just another way of doing pain point resolution, right? So we're talking about the product. And then social proof, guarantees, and then maybe a coupon. So notice it's more there. I would do like 3 or 4 abandoned cart emails, abandoned cart and checkout emails for sure. And we just take the abandoned checkout emails, clone them, and make them abandoned cart. You got to change the event. Give us a call if you want to figure out how to do that. But you reuse the content for both. Quick point, 90% of the people that come through have an abandoned checkout. They call it an abandoned cart, and they don't have an abandoned cart because they're not using that data point. So that's just like, what should you be doing? Yeah, talk about the brand, talk about the product, talk about happy customers and guarantees, right? So that you're speaking to them based on where they are. Talk about bestsellers because you don't have data. Talk about recommendations because you have data. Yeah?
Indeed. I'm just trying to think of a situation where they'd get multiple emails, and that would only be if they were on the site, then they bounced, then they came back in. Is there like a time window that is kept from deduping these, or there is a way that you can trick it into getting 6 emails from this?
So if you do it wrong, someone can get 6 emails.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, we've seen it happen. We have an incredibly thorough set of rules that we use to prevent all kinds of situations. The easiest thing to do is just make sure you've got smart sending.
Yeah.
And so if someone got a message, they won't get an additional message. The thing about that is, let's say someone's here and they do the abandoned site and you give them the brand, you explain why you're the coolest brand, and they go, oh, okay. And they click and they actually progress down and look at a product. You want that abandoned browse to work. So if you've got smart, if you're using smart sending, which is the easy way, you don't let them progress down. They die at they stop at the highest funnel level that they got to. So
got it.
Better is to use a complex set of rules to prevent double sending.
Nice. Got it.
Okay. That was just a prep. Now, so we want to talk about two things. One, some ways to make your funnel support work better. And two, some interesting ways to know if it's working properly. So we just discussed, if you've got Black Crow and then you've got your own conversion funnel, you might have like 8 different funnel support flows. And then, you know, and then sometimes, and then some, because you go, oh, we've got a special rule if they're a buyer, you know, and there's just this web of messages. So first we'll talk about some neat ways to tweak this. And then we'll talk about a really, really good way that we use, and I'll just share it with the team. And if anybody, by the way, just like before, if anybody wants us to set this up, they can give a call. We'll set this up and they can use this anytime they want to know that their funnel support is functioning properly. I'll run you an audit too, of course. But we'll set this system up for free for anybody who wants it. So, okay, first, really quickly, cadence testing. This one's a bit of a repeat. We discussed this before, but do a 50-50 split on a funnel support flow and use 20 minutes and 8 hours as your, like, 2 messages. One, wait 20 minutes, and the next message, wait 8 hours, and then wait 1 hour and 1 day. And there's something on, there was a reel that went by where I explained, you know, why 20 minutes is a killer. It prevents false positives since you get better inboxing. But that doesn't necessarily mean that 1 hour, 1 day is not going to do better. And in fact, it might do better by unsubscribe rate, right? So you would run this and then look at your click-through rate, placed order rate, which is actually kind of how much business did it drive. And then you kind of run it against unsubscribes and clicks. That's kind of the metrics I look at, the suite of metrics I would look at to help decide which time frame was better. Do I want to start 20 or 1? Do I want to end 8 or 1 day? That's cadence testing. So
nice.
It's like, I put this one first because you can, if you're like, hey, I want to optimize this thing, you can do this in 20 minutes. And it's just
that's
running.
Cool.
Right?
We always say always be testing, but I think a lot of people get stuck in, and it's not rocket science, but it is just having, you know, here's what we do to test this stuff in an ongoing way. That's the key.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's look at some emails, and I'm going to talk about, this is a little theoretical, and kind of the import is we don't know what your audience is going to react to. In my mind, a lot of what they react to is how good the content is. So let's imagine you're a brand that does amazing photo shoots, right? I love that stuff. I love getting in my inbox just like Vistas and, you know, at the cappuccino bar, whatever, right? So let's think about a connect, return, discover. Connect with them with imagery, right? Return. Show the product that they clicked on so they return to the site. This is like a browse abandon. And then discover. Show them a grid of other products, bestsellers, recommendations, something like that. And compare that to return, discover, learn. Basically, get rid of, if you've got a hero, if it's not an amazing hero shot, all you're doing is stopping them from getting to the browse abandon, to the product they clicked on. So just test connect, return, discover versus return, discover, learn. And then also, split test on your dynamic block, try bestsellers versus recommendations. So you should be able to do that, maybe not in 20 minutes, but a bit longer. What you're going to do is just delete the hero. So easy. If you got like a browser banner with the hero, why? The product, that's the hero. And then add a learn, like do reviews, do some content at the bottom and run these two against each other. You can have that test set up in an hour.
I like it. The anti-hero.
Yeah, the anti-hero shot. Yeah. Okay, let's say you want to put like a coupon in your funnel support, right, to drive a result. But there's all these situations. Someone goes, oh yeah, but what if it's a new buyer? We don't want the new buyer to have a coupon, have like a big discount to get in, right?
You become a discount brand in people's eyes, maybe.
Yeah. Or maybe if it's a new buyer, we want them to use the welcome coupon. We don't want them to use some other things. You got this rule. And then people might say, well, hey, you know what? If it's a return buyer, we don't want the return buyer to just always be in it. We want you start with a discount, but then we're not going to just keep dropping these coupons. So you got these, everyone's coming at you with these rules and you think, okay, well, look, how can I conform to these rules and still make sure I convert let's say like at-risk traffic and make sure that traffic that I'm going to lose converts because it's in the funnel. So look at this guy. Let's say you go through and you run a rule, placed order 0 times. If yes, you just do the no offer because we're imagining a rule where we don't want the first time buyer to get a coupon. Mm-hmm. Or you could put in there the welcome coupon, right? But let's say you say no, it's placed order 0 times. Well, ask ourselves, is first active less than 60 days? If yes, pop them back in there. If no, then give them a huge offer because this is a non-buyer. So they showed up and they didn't buy and it's been more than 60 days. And so they're basically, and they entered your funnel. So you do not want to lose this address. So you go to your reactivation program and get the biggest offer you have and you put it right here. And you can assure your marketing director or whatever, you can ensure to that person, don't worry, nobody else is getting this thing.
Yeah.
And then to make it easy,
Hail Mary.
you just go to your return, discover, learn, and you insert that coupon right there at the top.
Nice.
You can have that set up in an afternoon, right? Okay. So those were some optimizations, right? Those ones are fairly technical. And I do want us to go back at some point to I really enjoyed the using content to make the first and repeat purchase. Mm-hmm. We went through that kind of 3-part series.
Yeah.
So I've been meaning to go back to that. Anyway, this one was all very functional and technical, not very content.
Super cool. I think there's very good work on the cards there. I think got to stick with the Sharpie. A couple ones in the beginning were on the pen. Couldn't quite see them as well. Let's stick with Sharpie.
You know what's interesting? We're about to move. We're going to Turkey for a couple months.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to Mexico for a while. Mm-hmm. So everything is packed and I could not find my Sharpie. I'm reusing some cards. So it's pretty austere here right now. So very I apologize cool. for that.
That's all right.
Now I want to close off on, so thank you everybody for sticking with me. This is like a conversion funnel support extravaganza, right? But when we think about all these things we've done, we've signed up with Black Crow, we've gone through, we've changed the content, we've got some complex rules are saying if this, then this, if this, then this. Mm-hmm. You look back and you go, look, does this thing work? Right? So I like to, and here's my offer. If anybody wants this, I'll set this up on their account for free. I like to run two different custom metrics. One is called coverage rate and one is called persistence rate.
Okay.
Coverage rate is for everybody who entered the conversion funnel and was eligible to receive an email, what percentage of them received an email, right? So they got at least one conversion funnel support email. And the second is persistence rate. So for the average person that entered a conversion funnel, how many conversion funnel support emails did they get? So what would you think would be good values for these two metrics?
Based on the people reaching out to me on LinkedIn, I'd say usually about four times would be like my persistence threshold on LinkedIn for people to try want to increase my lead flow. Yeah. Is that about right? I don't know. Was that the question? Like what is the persistence that you'd expect from a situation like this?
What do you think a good coverage rate would be? So coverage rate, someone enters a funnel.
Oh, it should be 100, should it not?
It's pretty close to 100.
Should be pretty close to 100.
Pretty close to 100. I like to hit 98 or higher.
Yeah.
What about persistence? How many messages do you think someone should get from a conversion funnel support system if they enter your funnel?
I thought that was my LinkedIn answer. It was about four. And then they start putting the guilt onto me on LinkedIn. But like, you clearly don't value your career. Thanks, bud. Don't do that. Don't do that in e-commerce.
So we like our like default non-pushy build is like in the 2.5 range.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just described an 8 email build, 2 site, 2 browse, 4 checkout and cart. So the same ones, it's an 8 email build. That's very strong coverage. Like let's say someone visits your site and bounces. Do you want to get an extra 4 emails from them? It's a bit much. Right? And so, I mean, same with browse, maybe you could do 2, 3 and browse and you have a little coupon at the end, funnel flusher, right? That you described, but a really important point. I'm sure I've described this before. Engagement on these kind of things that react to intent drop pretty fast. And within a few days, you know, whatever, 4 or 5 days, the email engagement is the same as a campaign. So if you build 4 or 5 emails in here, all you're doing is just filling their inbox. You're no longer matching the intent. So like I'd say 2.5 would be a good persistence.
I like rate. It.
Yeah.
You don't want to come off like those LinkedIn guys. We know that.
So I'm going to just really quickly show you, these are on cards. I mean, realistically, I'll just set it up on your account, but I will describe this in case you want it. So let's talk about coverage rate, which is the first one. So I'm going to blast through this. You're going to say active on site, viewed product, added to cart, checkout started. That's like that's your funnel. So you say, look, has anybody done one of these in the last 7 days? This could be 15, but we'll do 7, right? Anybody done anyone in the last 7 days? And have they received at least one abandoned site, abandoned browse, abandoned cart, abandoned checkout email, right? So they entered the funnel and they received an email in the last 7 days. And we're going to say active on site, viewed product, added to cart, checkout started 0 times in the last 7 to 30 days. What does that do? That removes people who entered the funnel and then got kicked out legitimately and then came back and it was, you know, your safeties were preventing you. So you've got, they're eligible and they received an email. That's a lot. It's a huge segment and you got to do it perfectly or you'll get the wrong reading. But you take that and then you just delete the received an email portion, clone it, delete the received an email portion. And what you've got is people who were eligible to receive an email, who received an email, divided by people who were eligible to receive an email.
Yeah, and you got your coverage
rate. All into your funnel.
What's a reason that they wouldn't be in there? What, like, what's it, like, other than unsubscribing, essentially, what would be another reason that you wouldn't get them?
Well, no, that, oh, sorry, I apologize. Also add something on there that says eligible to receive email in general, meaning like they subscribed. Actually, let's say you show up and you just buy.
Yeah.
Right then and there. Well, you
that's right.
Right. So you could also put something in here that says, placed an order in the last 7 days. That actually, you know, should be on here. But ultimately speaking, that ends up people who show up, who enter your funnel and buy are, you know, it's like your conversion might be like 2%. So that 100% would end up 98, right? Which is why you'd probably want to see 98 or higher. Also, but let's say you start dropping below that 98. Let's say you got some complex rules that say, if they've purchased this product, send them this. If they purchased this product, send them this. And then someone goes in a year later and legitimately changes some product titles. This happens all the time. And then suddenly you've got gaps where you don't follow the rule and someone just ends up defaulting and getting kicked out. And then next thing you know, you got a coverage rate of 75%, right? Especially if it's happening on the browse abandon, where that's really high in the funnel. A lot of people click on your products. So basically, you start screwing with the rules, get it complicated. Let's say you've got the Black Crow and the Klaviyo Native, and you've mixed them together, and you've screwed the rules up, right? And you end up blocking people from receiving the messages. Your coverage rate's going to be like 50% in that case.
Yeah. Got to clear out the red tape. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Last thing. Well, if anybody listened to this whole podcast, they must be really hungry to fix their conversion funnel support. Holy crap. So persistence rate. It's similar. I'll talk through it. Active on site or viewed product or added to cart or checkout started in the last 7 days. So again, that's people who entered the funnel. And then you go and you calculate for 7 days. Again, this could be 15, but we'll just do in seven. You go and you calculate abandoned site email sent, count abandoned site email sent, abandoned browse email sent, abandoned cart email sent, abandoned checkout email sent, right? So then you've got people who entered the funnel and the number of emails that were sent, divide the number of emails that were sent by the number of people who entered the funnel. And you're going to have your persistence rate. And again, 98%, 2.5, probably a pretty good place to be.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Good benchmarks. People now know how to achieve them. And if you want any help getting these actually set up, just email us.
Absolutely. I'm happy to say, if anybody's wondering if their conversion funnel support's working because it's a mess, we'll figure it out for you.
And what are you again? You're Jordan.G? Or Jordan.Gordon? What are you again? Your email?
Just contact our partnerships team.
Okay.
They'll help you out. I think any form fill. I'd rather people go directly to the partnerships team first because they'll probably have all the things they want to explain,
yeah,
et cetera.
Makes sense.
That's that.
Another installment. Yeah. Tease it next time again. What's happening next time?
We're going to talk about what's going on in the inbox out there. So if anybody is having difficulty right now wondering, hey, is everything okay? Because also another add-on, there has been a reporting problem, not just with the Klaviyo, with all senders because of I'll go into it more, but like basically click-through rates have been elevated. So you might be seeing a situation where the click-through rate looks okay, but where's the revenue? It's because there's some real problems going on.
Bots. There. So, there's some bots we talking about? We talking click bots?
Yeah, basically. You'll have to tune in. Not maliciously.
Yeah.
It's just the changes that have happened that are happening with Gmail and other senders are kind of just affecting how the email world is having some indigestion and a bunch of senders have elevated click counts. So you're in a situation where your reporting is wrong and inboxing problems are common and you're trying to make sense of what's going on. We're going to talk about that. And that it has a chance to really make a difference for people out there in the email world. So maybe we'll have that discussion while I'm in Istanbul.
A lighthouse in the maelstrom, it sounds like, to help people find their way out of email troubles. On the horizon with Jordan Gordon. Looking forward to it, Jordan, as always.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co. I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.